AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
Bank, what's up, man? We quarantined. We stuck in the house. Feel like we in prison, man.
Hey, man. I'd rather be in the house than to be somewhere goddamn coughing and sniffing and shit.
Yeah, that's real, man. I was trying to tell niggas, like, man, don't just take this shit lightly. Like, 2 weeks ago, everybody's like, man, that's some bullshit. That's some controversy. That's some this and that.
Nigga, I said it on the show. We said it on the show, remember me and Baby were talking shit.
Yeah, exactly. And now niggas running to get toilet paper.
Black people can get it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Then Kevin Durant got it. And Idris Elba got it.
Oh, no. Nah, I know a female got it. One of my homegirls got that shit. Yeah.
You straight?
Oh, yeah, I'm straight. I ain't seen her, but I just heard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's straight, though.
Yeah, they just told her, you know, they tell everybody else just, you know what I'm saying,
stay
out the way for 14 days and all that shit. Well, we on screen. These folks missing these big facts, man.
We're going to keep it rolling. Whether we in or out the house, we definitely going to keep it rolling. Let's let them know that right now. We're going to keep it rolling. We damn might roll them quicker. You feel me? We ain't got no excuse. So we damn near might roll them quicker. And shit, you know, to everybody. How you think it affect everybody like in the hood though? Like one thing I see that's fucked up is it's a lot of restaurants, you know, these club promoters. You dealt with some of the shit that was finna be on 1,000. You know what I'm saying? Like what you think about the hustlers and the club promoters and the DJs and
hustlers,
strippers, all them losing money.
Hell yeah, man. It's like that's the worst part of it. Niggas fucking their bag. Like imagine the people who wasn't prepared, who just paid their bills and who just paid the nigga who they owe and all that shit. It's like they tricked these folks back out their money, man. Exactly. I think it's going to cause pandemonium before anything, though.
I think you got to evolve. Like, I want to tell everybody, though, like DJs, say for this, you know, I fuck with a lot of DJs, so I'm just like, bro, you should have been planning. Like, I got 4-5 different hustles. You can't just be waiting on the club. What if the club shut down? You know what I'm saying? You gotta diversify them hustles and shit. Like they saw bro, D Nice went on, had 100,000 people on his Instagram yesterday. You know the sponsors calling. This shit change up.
You talking about the dude? I just see he got a million followers right now for that shit.
He got like 500,000 followers yesterday.
Now he got a million. I just was on that just now waiting on you.
Oh, he got a million now?
Yeah, he had 1 million. He on that right now, DJing. Any DJ has some fire shit on there, too.
He going crazy. We got to evolve. We got to adjust, man. Adjust, evolve. You know what I'm saying? Small business hustlers, we got to evolve. Promoters, man, some of them sad. Club owners, some of them sad. I feel bad for the restaurants the most. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you ain't going to make as much money. You can slam the food, but you ain't going to make as much money as the niggas sitting in there drinking, getting fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
I feel bad for some of them. But
they canceled our show. They canceled the shit show.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I know you dealt with that.
They didn't really cancel. We just going to, shit, I guess after this shit over with.
Postpone.
We're going to try to do. We're going to go bigger, though. Man, how long you think this shit going to take before this shit be over with, though, Street?
You want the political answer? You want, you want to tell you the truth?
Realistic, bro.
This shit might halfway, I ain't saying fully, it might halfway be the new norm, bro.
Like, for how, what you mean?
Halfway the new norm. Shit, sit your ass at home. What I'm saying is, a virus don't just go away. It ain't just gonna, we gonna wake up and it's gone. That shit ain't gonna happen. The flu don't go away. It's gonna take so much to get a vaccine. It's gonna take so much to get, you don't just make medicine out the blue. See what I'm saying?
So how the hell China and all the rest of them folks get it under control? What they did?
China say they got it back under control, but they still got a mask on. Every time you turn to a Chinese shit, they got the mask on.
They say they had no cases reported, though.
It had 50.
No cases reported.
It had 50 today. That's the other thing.
They had 50 today.
You can only go off of what they say and what you see on TV. Okay, they say is this, they say is that. You don't know. And then look at how many
people. No shit. We don't know shit, bro.
Look how many people ain't going to get tested, ain't trying to get tested. Don't, like, you saw homie in New Orleans, rest his soul. He passed away, the DJ, Black and Mild. 40-some years old.
Who?
DJ Black and Mild from New Orleans.
How old was he?
43, 44, something like that. Got a fever on March 10th. Passed away Saturday. The mayor just tweeted it out. Keisha.
So that's the corona?
Yeah. He was diagnosed with coronavirus.
I thought they were saying this shit for old people, killing old people.
You just said
sick motherfucker.
They.
Yeah, that they, man. What the fuck is they? They need to shut the hell up.
They said, you straight. I don't trust it, man. I'm just trying to keep my body right, keep my family right, stock up. Hopefully, we'll be straight top of April. Hopefully. I want to get back to it. Ain't nothing like being out. Now I know, like, I want to be out. I want to be in traffic. You know what I'm saying? Put me back in traffic.
I don't understand, though. I ain't tripping it. You know what I'm saying? The hardest part, like, is just to get the people that you love to stay in. I don't give a fuck. I stay in all day, every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We throw shit in the shoebox for days like this. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
I stay in the motherfucker forever if we had to. I wouldn't give a damn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit, because niggas going to stop. Because sooner or later, niggas going to stop paying their bills. Shit.
Yeah.
Money ain't even worth nothing right now, though. You got to think, like, money ain't even worth shit right now.
What can you do? Shit. Bro, I took such a stock market hit.
Jerry know that shit.
It don't mean nothing. You know what's gold right now? A motherfucking mask. That's gold.
Who got them?
Nigga want a mask right now. That's what
they know.
Yeah, they know. They know where to get them. Absolutely, man. That shit. Everybody gotta just stay focused and evolve and hustle though, and stay healthy. That's the biggest shit, like you say. And then if you look at it like go to 80s, 90s, whatever, it seemed like a drought. In a drought, you do one or two
things. This shit worse than a drought, though. It's a drought with some bullshit in the air, though.
No, for sure. What I'm saying, just what happened in the streets with a drought? Adjustment. You can panic, or you can wait it out and adjust. If you're a rapper.
Some people.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
But you got to think about the streets, though. Some people goddamn ain't able to adjust. They can't do nothing but flip out. What about them people?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Please name me some of them people. Name me some of them.
Huh?
What particular professions? Name them for me.
Shit, poor people.
Poor people. Okay. Shit.
Day-to-day hustlers. Like, day-to-day, if I don't do this today, my family don't eat, them type of hustlers.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, shit, club, not even just hustle, like, promoters and shit. Like, you got to think, some of these niggas be old and Peter, paying Paul, and ain't got no dough. And then goddamn shit, my shit just didn't come through. You get what I'm saying?
Trump finna get everybody a stat, right?
What the fuck a stat gonna do? What they gonna buy?
I know, bro. I know.
How you get the stat, though? I want mine too, though.
You gotta pay them taxes. If you ain't paying no taxes, you ain't gonna get that stat.
I ain't finna get no stat.
That's what I'm saying. There's stipulations behind that.
I pay your tax on my company, though.
Yeah.
I pay tax on my condo, but my shit, I screwed up my personal shit.
Man, niggas got to adjust. I know in every situation is, man, my biggest fear, I remember, man, when I used to be in the club heavy, bro. my biggest fear one time, you know how every now and then you go to the promoter, oh, man, I ain't got the money. Man, listen, I can't depend on this shit, bro. I got to do some other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Real shit.
A rap, if you're a
real
rapper,
shit.
If you're a rapper and you used to go picking up them big bags, the 50s, them 100s, them odd, like, you got to adjust. You got to get on and sell some merch. You see what I'm saying? You got to adjust, bro. That's what hustle.
Yeah, nah, real shit, though. Real shit. Adjust, and they got, yeah, they got to keep hustling. But who the fuck finna buy some merch at a time like this?
Am I? Shirt selling. B. Simone been selling shit. They selling.
Yeah, this week. Next week, niggas ain't finna be buying shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This week, they still think it's a game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right.
I think people will get more and more serious about it once they see how long this shit lasts. You know what I'm saying? But they say this shit in the air, though. They say this shit in the air now. Day again. They say.
Hey, it's been in the air. 300,000 people
worldwide. That's what I'm saying. So it don't matter about nobody being in the distance. Like, it's in the air. It's in the air.
I said
they came in his room. It's in his room.
I said that day one. Say so use a hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer is antibacterial. It don't say nothing about no virus on it.
Let me look at it right now.
It don't say nothing about no virus on it. This is a virus. That's why they keep saying, wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. This shit don't say nothing about no virus.
I'm saying, you saying, they saying that because of what?
I'm saying that somebody getting rich. Also shit that don't kill viruses. That's all I'm saying. That's my opinion.
To be
scream opinion.
It should say to decrease bacteria on the skin that could cause a disease.
But it ain't a bacteria. It's the coronavirus. It ain't the corona bacteria. It's the coronavirus.
So basically, wash your hands and all that. Don't do
that's what they keep saying first. Wash your hands. Yeah, you can use that shit too. That's cool. But wash your hands. That's the best you can do. Drink some water and wash your hands. What the fuck? Stay out the way. That's what I just want to say to the people, man. You know what I mean? The small business hustlers, the whatever type of hustle you got going.
They say the nigga, I was just on live with the boy Crack, Fat Joe.
Fat Joe, yeah.
He was, you know Fat Joe out of New York?
Yeah.
You know Fat Joe, right?
Of course, yeah, Fat Joe. Fat Joe, yeah.
he say goddamn how, what the dude name, who got them? Say, this nigga got the shit in jail. The nigga who just got it all the time.
Oh, Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, Weinstein said he got it too, and he's sick as fuck. He just had a heart attack. He had a heart attack before.
Yeah.
Then he got done, came back and caught this shit.
Yeah.
That nigga must be done did some real bullshit in his life.
Well, yeah, his luck fucked up right now. His luck fucked up. Damn, I thought about that the other day too, man. What about, like, the people in prison, the essays, the immigrants? Like, they gonna get treatment, they gonna get tests, they gonna, are they including them in this shit? Or they just, what they gonna do about that? Because it's gonna spread through prison quick.
Who?
Prisoners, people in prison, and the immigrants, essays.
Yeah, because you know they gonna try to get them tested last, and whatever it is, they gonna get it last. That's fucked up. All my niggas in chain gang, man, them niggas gonna be all right. Them niggas gonna break out that motherfucker for his own. Nah, I'm saying, bro, this shit gonna get to the point. Who gonna go to work? That shit get fucked up in the prison system. Ain't no guards finna come to work. They gonna open them doors for them boys.
That's why
they battle? What else can they do?
That's why they send in the military, though.
They send in the military, what they mean?
They send in the military to California and New York first to help with the national emergency, to help with hospitals, to help with whatever reason they send in National Guard or military or whatever the case is. I think that's going to be everywhere. That's going to happen here, too.
Allegedly. Well, that's a good or bad thing. Well, that's a good or bad thing if it do happen.
It could be a good or a bad thing if they plan is to come help test people and put people in hospital beds, is a good thing. But if they plan is to come, hey, if you leave the house, we're going to cuff you up or put you in a paddy wagon, then I don't know.
Shit, well, niggas, hey, man, if that's the way to get rid of this shit, niggas, you need to come put these niggas in the house, man.
Yeah, I feel you. Because niggas still
out. I'm saying, other countries, like, but you know what I'm saying? Niggas, because niggas ain't going to be 21 about this shit. Niggas ain't going to be grown about this shit.
Yeah.
Niggas going to keep on thinking this shit a game. So the only way for niggas not to die and not for the spread, niggas need to be there in the house.
Yeah, I agree. I'm in the house 7 days.
Man, I'm not coming out. I come out, I pop out here and there, but I ain't through doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit crazy. It feel like a different Atlanta. no traffic outside. They throwing a virtual strip club dance part or some shit. You saw that shit?
What that is?
I think you can go on the strip club website and see the girls dance like this on the screen. I guess you tip them on camera.
Nah.
I promise you, bro. I'm gonna send it to you. Yeah, Justin.
How the hell you gonna send the money?
I guess cash out. You got to adjust, bro. That's all I'm saying. Every hustler out there, adjust. Just don't panic. Adjust. If you're a club promoter, it's tough. I don't know what you're going to do if you're a club promoter. I honestly, that's tough. But for DJs, for rappers, man, if you sell a little weed, whatever it is, bro, there's ways to adjust.
Like, you got to think for the people who don't know how to do nothing, though. Like, how much strain it? This shit is crazy, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
This shit's spooky, bro. You got niggas sitting at home, got their hand. The shit you seeing on TV ain't doing them a stressing. This shit is a moment of stress. This is stressful shit, Jack. Nah, that's the real shit you just said, though. You got to just, and you got to got there. Can't panic, man.
Can't panic.
Can't panic, man.
Can't
panic. Whatever gonna happen, you can't panic. That's in no situation, though.
That's what separate the
But you got so many niggas with the mind frame, man, fuck coronavirus. Just think, I'm thinking like 15 years ago, 10 years ago, I'd have probably been, man, one of them niggas, fuck coronavirus, that nigga.
Yeah.
Open up a gambling house, open up a goddamn shindig. But get what? Niggas can still make money because people still come out. There's so many people that don't give a fuck about coronavirus. It just ain't worth for them to go. Yeah. Imagine the illegal underground juke joints. This is what this shit gonna go back to goddamn.
This shit going on, I'm sure.
Yeah, the old saying, she gonna go back to the old looker houses and shit like back in the day, you know what I'm saying? They got a backyard full of people back there barbecuing and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a fuck about no coronavirus.
They don't give a fuck. Cause
I won't be there.
Nah, me either. But they say the odds is, you know what I'm saying? If you young, you healthy or whatever, they say the odds is good. They.
But get what how niggas look at it like. End of the day, man, because this is how I was looking at it at first when this shit first came around. Like, shit like hitting the lottery, nigga. I ain't never hit the lottery. God, I'm just going to get the jackpot corona. You get what I'm saying? But that shit ain't like that, bro. A lot of people, like I told you, I know a female, she got this shit. But it ain't no sad shit. Just like a nigga got a cold, like, and they start putting your ass on the ventilators and all that shit. That's when that shit. I don't know, man. I don't even want to sound ignorant to the shit because I don't know what the fuck going on.
They don't know. They. I don't think they know. You know what I'm saying?
All this conspiracy shit. What about all this conspiracy shit or the shit with Bill Gates? You seen that?
I seen that. Oh, a lot of major CEOs stepped down from corporations. And man, listen, we everybody knows somebody who got the shit, right? So if everybody knows somebody who got the shit, then the shit is real. That's number one. Now, the bigger plan, I don't know. What's the purpose at the end of it? I don't know. I know stock's cheap right now. You feel me? I know the shit that was worth some of money, though, like you say.
Well, I be telling nigga, man, ain't good to flow, man, but fuck, that shit don't mean nothing, man. You know, I used to thought that shit. I remember I said this shit before, man. All the shit I thought was everything. Now I think it ain't shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, the shit that a nigga wanted as a young nigga to put on and all that, man, that shit ain't shit, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That shit make you feel good for that moment. Or that shit don't even really make no nigga. That shit ain't shit, bro. Nigga, it's time for nigga to reflect and value. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That the whole thing it is. Like you say, nigga got to adjust, reflect, and value, man.
Mm-hmm.
Real shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to adjust your hustle, reflect on everything that really means something. And then value that shit, man.
And it's a good time to get creative, too, man. I've been reading books and learning. You can do it. You can get a lot of shit done at the crib. Other than this video game. Bro. Okay, you can get some shit done.
I ain't even know shit for smoking, man. Smoke. Keep it real.
Don't smoke your lungs. You need your lungs.
Smoke.
Don't smoke your lungs.
And they say that shit. They say you don't supposed to smoke, but, bro, I can't do it, bro. If I had that weed, bro. See, now, that wasn't going to fuck it up. They like, weed start getting shot. Like, ain't no weed to smoke.
Yeah.
Man, please. He's gonna turn to some bullshit.
He said, fuck the toilet paper, we need the weed.
Man, that should have fucked the real up, boy. That weed getting niggas by right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some niggas, I don't know what else, you know what I'm saying? Like, they start fucking up with these young niggas, can't get their Percocets and all that shit. Yeah. Like, what the fuck they supposed to do?
You saw the shit on the internet where they like, a lot of people at home with they. Basically, the chicks don't know if they the main chick now. Whoever they're at home with, they know they the main chick. You feel what I'm saying? Because they ain't moving.
Oh, yeah, they know that. They know for sure. Like, nigga ass ain't ready to sit there and die with you. He don't care nothing about you.
Right.
Like, it all go down. It's like, you know what I'm saying? I can't say nigga don't care nothing about you, but it's like, shit, when it all fall down, man, hey, man, you know where the fuck I got to be at.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, this shit put a strain on a lot of shit. There's so many niggas going through so much shit. But niggas ain't even at home, though. Them the niggas who saying fuck Corona.
Oh, yeah, niggas out. It's got to be. I mean, crime's still crime. I'm seeing it. I'm getting the updates. Niggas just got robbed. Niggas just got shot. Niggas just done. Somebody out. You got to be out to do that.
Oh, nah, these niggas outside. I don't know no nigga in the house but me.
Right.
I'm saying,
yeah.
All this niggas is outside on live and shit. Right.
Yeah. With the mask part of the outfit.
Niggas just got it. None of them niggas ain't got no mask, no nothing, man. Niggas ain't even thought about no mask. It's just a different lifestyle. Niggas feel like I'm fucked all these hoes raw, man. I ain't got this shit or I ain't died yet.
Yeah.
How do you niggas think, man? Okay. I know these
niggas. What's gonna happen when it takes shit most seriously when it hit closer to home. So I don't wish it on nobody. But let's say one of them young niggas, somebody like that, God forbid, catch it, pass away. Oh man, that shit real. We know so and so. You see what I'm saying? They come closer to home, then they start being a little more aware of that shit. Me, I ain't trying to roll the dice on none of that.
Hell no, me neither. That's why I be telling everybody. I be telling them nigga though. Everybody that I talk to, like, man, that shit serious, but don't keep saying fuck that shit. They're like, that shit for real. Like,
nah,
I know if it was play, cause get what? Man, them folk don't know what's going on, bro. You look at them folk, bro, that news so scared, bro. We try to watch that shit. I just be like, man, I ain't watching this shit.
Trump speaking every day.
I ain't even on Instagram no more like that. Like, bro, fuck it, bro. I don't want to see nothing. I just watch some movies. And some goddamn play chess on my phone or what, talk on the phone, man, I ain't not going to be watching that shit. That's the shit that runs niggas crazy.
Stress you out. I was like that the first 2 days. I ain't going to count. But I'm on the same shit you on. I ain't finna be sitting around watching this shit all day. It ain't gonna change nothing.
Yeah, nah, even but your outlook on it.
Exactly.
That's all it gonna change, man. Like, man, hell nah. This shit crazy, man. I don't know, Scream.
Yeah.
We need to get out there and get us some guests on him, man. Hey, man, see how this shit work out with the new way. We're gonna adjust, though.
Yeah, we're gonna adjust. We're gonna keep it going, for sure.
Yeah, we're gonna adjust with our shit.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna adjust, man. Y'all sitting at home, y'all wanna fuck with us on the big facts and shit. Y'all can fuck with us. We got this going. And salute everybody that's been binge watching too. We put out a link so you could binge that shit. So a lot of people over the weekend was binging.
What that shit mean? I reposted, but what it mean though?
I mean, they gonna watch all of them. Just watch them. You ain't got shit else to do. Just watch all that shit. We 17 in. Watch all 17.
Oh, that what that was.
Like Netflix. Binge watch. Watch that shit. Watch 1 through 7.
Watch that shit.
Yeah, it's a whole, feel like a whole season. Watch all that shit. Go back, get your favorite
quote. That's hard. Send me that link. Send me that link again, man.
Yeah. I'm binging. I was watching it. I watched about 6-7 straight. The shit good. Not because we own it. Shit, that shit good.
Oh, I'm finna binge my ass off. What is on YouTube? How you get to it?
Just click the link. Episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all of them.
So I'm saying binge is a website? What is binge?
Oh, binge means, you know how they say Netflix binge, when you watch a whole season of Narcos or you watch a whole season of whatever show. See what I'm saying? It's when you just sit down and you just watch some shit for the whole day. So with some of the people that just got on game with us, like episode 10, episode 5, and they might have missed some of them, they can go back and watch Dorado. They can go back and watch, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. Now you got time. Yeah. Sometimes niggas be like, bro, I ain't got time to watch all that shit or listen to all that shit yet. Bro, you got time now.
Watch. Yeah. I'm going to send that to my personal people so they can binge.
Yeah, binge. Watch that shit. She is 17.
All my bitches and everything. Binge, bitch. Nah, that's it though.
Yeah. Yeah. Final words, bro. Oh, I'll say everybody out there, like, I wanna keep pat, just adjust. Whatever you're doing, just adjust, bro. Just sit there. If you sit there and you think about it, you're gonna think of a way. If you just sit your ass down and think, like, how am I gonna get the fuck out of this? Like, they don't shut this and this and this down. Just think, bro. You're gonna adjust. You know what I'm saying? That's a nigga that came from mixtapes that was on the streets. They went to the computer overnight. Had to adjust. That was my first adjustment.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. So, you good though, bro?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Everybody good, man. We staying prayed up. Everything good on your end?
Yeah, I ain't got no choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, what else? Ain't that nothing to do, by big facts, by yes, Sirski.
Now a good time to pull out that pen and write that book too, bro.
Shit, it got me coughing like that, wrong.
Yeah.
You always, every time that we get on some shit, you always say some shit that make me go through with it. Give me a writer. I'm ready. Give me somebody who can type. I can tell them my book, bro. I can just tell it to. I need somebody who can just type the shit out.
I got the perfect person. I'm going to text you. I got the perfect person. You know it, too. I got the perfect person.
Let's get it. Yeah, the one. I'm ready to go now.
I say let's.
I'm trying to come up off this shit, goddamn. On top. I ain't trying to be still trying to pat out the back.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. Some real shit. In a recession, top millionaires get made. Whether it's streets, business, whatever, millionaires get made. If a nigga really want to get, I'm telling you, this is the path. This is the path. Y'all sit your ass down. Right. Think about it. That's what I've been thinking about. How am I going to end up, like you say, after this shit up? Because it's going to end. Whether it ends, the world, whatever, it's going to end, right? How can I come out on top? You know what I'm saying? That's what I've been thinking about.
Key.
You said key?
Key. That's the key. Major key.
Oh, major.
What do I got there? What's the name say?
Khaled.
Khaled, nigga, major key.
Yeah.
You got to come out on top, man, regardless. Because when it's all over with, if it is over with, you still going to be so feeling sorry for yourself, so you might well go on and do what you need to do now.
Exactly.
Whatever nigga need to do now, do it now.
Do that shit now. Think of it. Now you got time. You got no excuse. Ain't no excuse.
Man, you come up with the best plan ever. Right now, you come up with the best plan ever.
That's it.
You're not distracted. You don't have no excuse. I'm going to fuck if you go sit in the bathroom and come up with it.
Hey, much love to everybody playing video games. I ain't playing no video games right now. I'm finna figure it out. I got time. I got something that I don't have too much of. Like, I got time. That's what
I'm going to put this book out. This book all the way.
Yeah. Big book. Yeah, I'm sending that text soon.
Peace and blessings, my brother.
Yeah, peace and blessings, man. We'll be back at y'all real soon, sooner than y'all think. Big Facts Pie. Y'all know what's going down.
Yes, sir.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pie.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.